Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:46, 14 before 8, Wednesday, January 12th. Plenty of clouds today, highs of 58, so it's going to feel maybe a little bit cooler than that without the sunshine. But the sunshine comes back tomorrow, a splendid day, nice and sunny, highs of 66 on Thursday, 64 on Friday, some storms likely Saturday with highs of 69. And get ready, man, it turns windy and cold on Sunday, highs of 46. You'll be able to get one of those daytime fires going if you got a fireplace or outside, and then a cold start to Monday, Martin Luther King Day, with highs of 54. We're talking to Dr. Susan Hassig, our friend, about Omicron, and she's been there with us throughout the entire pandemic, an associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm well, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well. I'm vaccinated twice. I'm boosted. I got a flu shot, and I'm doing fine. Let me ask you this, and a text comes in, and I think it's a fair question. Can you ask an expert what peer-reviewed studies show the effectiveness of masks against Omicron? I'm a physician, and I'm struggling to find the evidence.
Well, I don't know that there have been any brand-new studies that have looked specifically at Omicron, but you have to remember that Omicron is the same virus with slightly different genetic mutations. It doesn't change its physical size, its dispersion properties. And so the efficacy and the benefit of masking with regard to a whole range of viruses, and mostly it's a size issue for the mask. You want to block small particles as well as you possibly can. So we're basing our utilization of masking on the basis of the work that's been done with previous strains of the coronavirus, as well as a whole range of other virus particles.
So let me get this straight. Let me try to figure this out. If when it comes to Omicron and masking, the Omicron virus is not going to permeate any mask any differently than the other virus would or than would any other virus. It's once that the mask is the whatever it is, the protection of the mask has been overridden. It's at that point that Omicron becomes more contagious. Does that make sense?
Right, and that's correct. And the reason why you're hearing people talking about using KN95s and 95s, N95s now, rather than relying on cloth masks or other gaiters or things like that, is that we have documented that, you know, depending upon what kind of mask you're using, they have varying levels of preventing you from spreading the virus and also varying levels of allowing the virus in. And because Omicron is so infectious, if it interacts with you, the recommendation now is to use as good of a mask as you have available when you're out in public. Because Omicron, if you interact with it, if someone in the room where you are has it, if you don't have a really good mask on, you're probably at fairly high risk of becoming infected.
Is part of the problem here people are looking at mask as a zero-sum thing where it's win or lose, and a binary option where there are a lot of variables in between. So maybe a cloth mask doesn't protect you against everything. Maybe an N95 doesn't protect you against anything. But you're talking about eliminating probabilities here, much like odds, like you're going to a casino almost, Doc. And I'm not trying to drag you down my sports betting hole, but because I took a bath on the Saints and the under, but I made up for it on the Alabama game. Not the point. So is it that you're just reducing the odds is what you're doing? So even if you have something that's not 100% prophylactic, at least you can reduce the odds of transferring the virus, of either getting it or giving it?
That's absolutely right. And that's why we've been talking throughout this pandemic about doing multiple things, because nothing is 100%. The vaccines aren't 100%. You know, they're still performing really well at keeping you out of severe illness categories and out of the hospital and from dying. That's been demonstrated over and over again, but they're not perfect. So people who are vaccinated can get severely ill, and some have died. Vaccines will reduce the risk of infection, but they're not perfect there either. Masks, I mean, KN95s and N95s, the 95 in their names is 95% likely.
Oh, really?
To prevent acquisition, yes. So
that's
where the name comes from. Yeah. And so that's the thinking. They fit much more tightly around your face. They provide a much better seal so that, you know, when you're wearing a well-fitted N95 or KN95 mask, you shouldn't be getting air escaping around your nose. So like your glasses shouldn't fog up. And so that's the whole point, is to keep making all of the air you release and all the air you take in to come through the mask rather than coming in around the edges.
All right, let's take a quick break. Doc, you and I are buddies. We kid around. Do you do any sports wagering or not?
I don't. I in my mind, I do occasionally a pool, but I don't do outright betting. No.
You've heard the gambler's prayer, right? Lord, let me break even. I need the money.
Yes, I have.
All right, 7:52, 8 before 8. Let's take a look at traffic now on WWL. 7:57, 3 before 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Frank is singing about all or nothing at all, but that's not the way it works with masks. It's a degree of protection where something is better than nothing. Dr. Hassig, Dr. Susan Hassig, Associate Professor, Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. That's correct, right?
That's correct. Old Blue Eyes is a little off on Omicron mask.
He is, but he's right about love. Now, when it comes to the mask mandate, does it make sense to have one in Orleans Parish? I'm just talking about not politically, but from a tropical medicine and spread of disease standpoint. Does it make a difference to have one in Orleans Parish only as opposed to the state? And if the state doesn't require one, are they accomplishing anything by having one just in Orleans Parish? Strictly from the spread of disease standpoint, no politics.
Well, I do think that any mask mandate is going to be beneficial. I would have hoped that at least some of the other urban areas in the state would institute mask mandates again, at least for a short period of time while we're in this really big surge, just to help ease the tremendous impact that all of this infection is having on our healthcare systems. And so I think that's part of the reason in the run-up to Mardi Gras, we really need to get the healthcare capacity in this region down so that what all the stuff that happens during a normal Mardi Gras season, you know, people falling off ladders, people, you know, all sorts of health issues and emergencies that emerge. If we're still dealing with the level of cases presenting at emergency rooms like we are now during Mardi Gras, that's going to be an absolute disaster.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Take care.
Hey, bye-bye. You got a favorite Sinatra song or not?
There's so many.
Gotta go with Angel Eyes.
He does such a wonderful job.
Angel Eyes is my favorite. Thank you, Doc.
I like that one, too. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I think it's, you bet. That's a, I think that's about Ava Gardner, who broke his heart. Long story. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back, talk to Ronald Serpas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.